Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter is not going to make it today, so we're just waiting for Ollie Cantos to show up, and then we'll start the show. Go ahead. You're live.
Perfect. Hi, everybody. This is Ollie Cantos here, sitting in for Peter Mingles. And today, for this edition of the radio show, I wanted for us to focus on long-term thinking, specifically regarding the importance of looking at people long-term in terms of not only who they are today, but who they will be in the future. And it sounds strange at first to look at how exactly that works. But to explain a little bit further, the way it essentially works within our own minds is that whenever we meet people, we have to find ways continually to look at their potential regarding not only who they are, but also what they can become. And I wanted to share with you some stories as to how this is so important over the long-term view. Whenever various of us meet with different individuals and we encounter people every single day, we see them at that moment. And what naturally happens is that we make an assessment about who we think they are, and based on that assessment, we treat them accordingly. And so the way that transpires is that if we have negative expectations of people based on what we see in front of us, we can end up losing out on an opportunity. And on the other hand, if we look at people for their amazing potential, and we don't just look at them as individuals who could be prospective prospects or customers for our respective businesses, but we look at them as individuals and we imagine them being the greatest them that they can be, then it enables us to have an entirely different mindset with regard to how things ultimately will turn out. And I wanted to relay a specific story of how this can come into play in the long run. And it's actually something that has taken place within the political world. There was a time way back in 2004 when I ended up working for this amazing gentleman named Alex Acosta. And Alex he was Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights at the time. And he already was an accomplished individual. He served on the National Labor Relations Board. He was Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Civil Rights Division at the Justice Department. He was already a rising star. And from what I recall, Alex was the youngest person ever to be appointed to the position of Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. And that's just really, really significant. I think he was in his mid-30s at the oldest. I think he was probably 30, 35, I think. I could be wrong about his exact age, but he's really young. And that position is typically held by folks who are a lot older. But because he was a rising star and he had a solid track record and he was brilliant, he clerked for for now Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito. He was really active and involved in different efforts in his community, and he was well accomplished as a lawyer. And so when I worked with him, I knew that there were some amazing possibilities for the future. Who knows what it could have been? I just knew that he was going to do an amazing job, and he did. And then he later became he was appointed then by President Bush at the time to serve as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Florida. And he did really remarkably well there. Then he went off to become Dean of Florida International University School of Law. And so it's just really exciting to see how things went for him. But all the while, the thing that was just exciting to see was that everyone knew that he was a rising star. Everybody knew that he would continue to go places because he is a principled individual. And at the time of this recording, yesterday, I don't remember what the date was yesterday, President Trump announced that this gentleman would be nominated, Alex Acosta would be nominated to serve as Secretary of Labor. So that is one person's personal success story. But here's the thing that why I wanted to bring this up here. Because various folks knew the kind of individual he was and knew how everything he touches improves and turns to gold in the sense of how he just facilitates positive change in anything he does, public sector, private sector, within an education context. He taught law school at George Mason University here in the Metro DC area, etc. That's an easy thing to show about how leadership potential can be seen long term, because you look at his past. He was a graduate of Harvard College and later Harvard University Law School. And he was just a star in everything he did. And then because of that, he just attracted to him people who not only became loyal friends, but also people who were staunch supporters professionally. And so that's one example. And then yet another example is just anybody who you might happen to know who today rose to a position of greatness and prominence in their respective fields, who may not have originally appeared heading that way. Not that Alex is an example of that. As a matter of fact, Alex is the opposite. But there are other people who may be around you who literally you just think, well, maybe they're not going to really be heading anywhere. But the fact could be that they're still coming into their own, and when looking to the long view, it may very well turn out that they would end up doing stellarly well. And any time you might have any doubts about the potential of what people can achieve, all you need to do is look at the biographies of the most successful individuals in business, in government, in the nonprofit sector, and you will invariably find that the highest executives in all of those arenas often had difficult pasts, whatever those pasts happen to be. So bringing that all of this back into our space of when we meet people and we're prospecting with our respective businesses, or we're looking for potential customers and we wonder who people are, and the extent to which we would want to interact with them. If we were to interact with the very successful people back in time, before they were a name to be known or before they had achieved any degree of prominence, the question is, would we have thought that they would be likely prospects for us? And the fact is that many people would discount individuals upon seeing whatever the current background or circumstances happen to be. But had they known what they know now. Of course, they'd say, oh, yeah, I always believed in the person. But here's the thing that it's important for all of our audience to remember. That is that every single individual has the potential for greatness and is a diamond in the making. Everybody has that within them. It just is a matter of having the right person come along to unlock that key to greatness, whatever it happens to be. And tying all of this to the businesses we're all a part of, and in my case, and the boys' case, the Amway business, many, if not most people who are successful diamonds, executive diamonds, double diamonds, triple diamonds, crowns, crown ambassadors, etc., many of the most successful people had no intention originally of being great in the Amway business. It's not as if people, a person woke up one day and said, you know, as a kid, I want to be in the Amway business and I want to be great in the Amway business. With the exception of people, of kids who grow up in the Amway business because of their parents, most people don't just have as an ambition them becoming great in the Amway business. But yet, those very same individuals end up somehow joining the business. They end up loving the business, sometimes quickly, sometimes over time. And then they grow to greatness and make significant amounts of money and touch a lot of lives positively along the way. So for us, as part of the network marketing industry, we will always run into people who have no intention of rising to any degree of prominence or success in our respective businesses, because they either have a misperception about what our businesses are and what our businesses entail, or they might feel like, hey, well, that's your thing, but it's not for me, without necessarily knowing what the facts are. And so it's our duty, therefore, to educate every single person around us about the opportunities in which we are involved, fully believing in what we are doing, and looking at people not just for who they are right now, but also who they can be. And when we interact with people on a daily basis, we can end up finding people who have already risen to greatness in their respective spheres. And we will also run into people who are still striving for greatness, or for whom the dream of greatness has still eluded them. And whatever the case may be, whether it's the first instance or the second instance, we need in our minds to remember always that we need to see people for who they can be. When we see people for who they can be and imagine them successful in our respective businesses, and when we know for a fact that the skill sets that people have already utilized to achieve whatever they have already done in their lives can also be used to build our businesses in partnership with one another, then we see people for how they truly can be, for the potential that they may have directly as a result of our infusing in them our belief, not only in them personally, but our belief in their ability to do well in our respective businesses. And we must always remember also not to, quote, go to the bottom of the barrel in looking for who to prospect. We should always strive to, at a minimum, to prospect at what's called peer and above, which means anyone who is at our level of success and achievement, etc., and higher. And we should never deny the opportunity to anyone else who we could find, but we should never consciously refrain from prospecting people who are as successful as we are. If people would have wondered about somebody like me and somebody who's already been successful in different things, people would wonder, well, hey, what would somebody like Ole Kantos be doing working in the Amway business? But the thing that I love about our business is that and the network marketing industry generally is that this is the spirit of entrepreneurialism. And this is the area where anyone, regardless of background, can come in, put in the work, get the work done, and be rewarded for that hard work, no matter what. This business does not discriminate against anybody. This business is there for the asking for anybody who chooses to work the business the way it should be done. This business is here to enable anyone to succeed, no matter who they are, no matter what their backgrounds may be or may have been, and for that matter, no matter what failures they've had in the past. This, and in our case, our Amway business, may very well be the answer to longstanding prayer, where people have wondered, well, hey, with all that I have and with everything I've done, what is the next big success for me? I can tell you story after story of people who are in our business who are already attorneys and doctors or surgeons or school teachers or engineers or people of other professions where their college graduates or in many, many cases had and have advanced degrees, and yet and they also have scored significant personal and professional achievement. And yet, at the same time, in addition, they love the Amway business. This business teaches leadership. It also allows people to make money. It can be tough and is tough at times, and some people build it faster than others. But the fact is that this is an amazing business. So right now I'd like to call for a break. And then when we come back, I'm going to give you some specific action steps of what you all can do literally starting today that will enable you to see everybody around you completely differently in a way that can potentially transform your life. So with that, let's go to break.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Okay, we are back to Building Fortunes Radio. I'm really appreciative to all of you for sticking with us. And as promised, I wanted to have you see the approaches in which we engage to see not only the potential of people around us, but to appreciate them for who they are. And so I'm going to be asking you to either ponder on or write down or think about the answers to these questions that I'm about to share with you when you meet anyone who potentially could join your business, which is literally everyone. And the first thing to ask people is, what are their hopes and dreams, and to share with them, or to ask them to share with you what they hope to get out of life. And by doing that, I don't mean that you walk up to someone and say, in my case, "Hi, my name is Oli. Nice to meet you. What are your hopes and dreams?" I don't mean doing it like that. But actually, by getting to know people and saying, "So, what do you do for a living? And tell me, how did you get to where you are?" And then when talking about having them talk about how they have already achieved whatever they've achieved, then say, "So what are big plans now? And how can I be of support?" And there, that's the next thing you do. You then ask them that, and you listen. You stop and listen to what they say. And when you offer to be of support, you literally must mean that you will be of support, whatever it is. If they say that they are in the dental practice, then make sure to take note of their information so that way you can share with people the contact information of that they give you if anyone looks for a good dentist. If they have a law practice, then you ask what their area of practice is and you make note of that, and then you keep that in mind if wanting to share information about that to help them with that business. You can also take that information and offer to put information up on Facebook as you get to know them and as you vet them yourself to make sure that they're of the quality that you would in good conscience recommend to folks. Then you offer to do something on LinkedIn or Facebook. But whatever it is, you offer to be of support, whether it's by providing them with network contacts or whether it's by enabling them to share information with you that you can potentially share with others electronically because it's fastest to go viral, or whatever it happens to be. Just listen. Listen for what you can do to be of support to them that day. And they're really typically very, very easy things to do. And by the way, when you offer to be of support, this has nothing to do with whether they're going to join your business or not. This is very, very important, because if you just try to prospect them too quickly and you don't build any kind of real relationship with them, then you're just trying to mooch off of them and you're not looking at them as the people of value they are. You're looking at them as a dollar sign, as another person for your group, as a customer alone, and that's not how this works. You have to build the relationship with them, not only to show that you care about them personally and their families and their professions, but that you take action right away. And it makes no difference whether they join your business or not, whether they even want to hear about your business or not, but just build the relationship. The next thing after you ask them about support, how they can be a support to you, is you then intersect that with what you are able to do to be of support to them, whatever it is. You can then go into different possibilities, like, hey, we have a lot of things that can be of benefit to your office or your business, whatever it is. And then depending on the company you're with, then you can offer things to them that can be of support. Let's say for in my case, when there are people who own dental practices or law practices or whatever, I could say, well, hey, in addition to any clients that I potentially can send to you or by at least sharing your information, we have this amazing gift program called the Ribbon Program, and where you can actually show appreciation to your employees and your clients by giving them this awesome gift album that will enable them to feel appreciated, and plus it'll give you repeat business because they feel appreciated, and it's just a nice extra fun, thoughtful thing to do. And if you want, I could just send you information about that. Then you just send them the link to your site that has that, to our site that has that. So that's what we do. So what we do then is we then ask when we could follow up with them. And in following up with them, we follow through with whatever we said we would originally do to be of support to them. And we do that for them first. And then once we do that, and as we do what we said we would do for them, the next thing that we must do then is to build the relationship by asking them to stay in touch with us on social media. And that is an important thing to do too also. And I actually have a way where people who interact with me, I ask them to send me a text, and I give them a certain number. And then I say to them, text this certain number, and in the body of the text, type in Olie, O-L-L-I-E, and then they send it. And then when they send it, they get an auto reply back that has a video message for me. And then under the video message, it has the links to my social media. So it enables them to stay engaged with me. And then when they're tied to me on social media, then I'm tied to them as well, and I can begin to build a relationship with them where they can begin to get to know me better. I can get to know them. And then online on social media, I, at not all the time, but I would I would talk about our business. I don't just try to just put flashy pictures up and try to sell them on the business. What I do is I just incorporate mention of the business in passing, and frequently I don't post things about the business at all. I don't try to pitch people on social media. I just put it out there and let people come to me when they see how much I love the business. And then from there, then I can build, and then I talk with them individually, then we set something up, and then I show them the marketing plan, et cetera. That's how the system is, with how you can look at people for not only who they've been in the past based on their life story and where they're headed, but also always imagine them for who they want to be. And you would apply this methodology whether they are professionals or whether they work at a gas station or wherever. If they are in the service sector, you offer them an opportunity to build their way up by having additional income, so that way they don't have to work that business sector forever. And then that's the angle you would use. And you would still use social media, et cetera, but you would do something for them, whatever that happens to be. If they are in the service sector, if they're a maid, then you share information around to your Facebook friend and say, hey, if any of you are in the local area, you need somebody to clean your house, here's a contact for you. You could do that for them. Or if they are they work at a convenience store, and if they specifically ask for any specific ways for you to be of support, then depending on what that is, then you work to do that. So there are always ways, no matter who the person is, there are always ways to add value to who people are. And so that's the thing always to keep in mind with all of this, that there always must be, first and foremost, the need to care about, I mean, really, really, not just on the surface, like, I love you, I care about you, like what so many in these various businesses of ours tend to do, but really genuinely to just care about people, not just by saying it, but by demonstrating it through our actions that benefit their lives directly. Not just, hi, best of luck, but really benefit their lives. Pour your heart into each person. It doesn't take long, but it does take your heart. And if you build with your heart, and you strive for that kind of relationship, then all these magnificent, magnificent blessings result. And when you build it generally, not only within the network marketing space, but just generally, you do this approach for building relationships, then you can build, and as all of you rise in prominence and leadership, you can all continue to support one another. Just like now, how going back to the story of Alex Acosta, how I'm ecstatically supportive of him and know that he will go on to do great things. And I'm saying on this radio show, on whatever date this is, I think this is the 16th, 17th, I don't know exactly the date, but how on this day that I know that he will be confirmed by the United States Senate. He's just going to be an incredible, incredible Secretary of Labor. But going back to the main point here, just remember always to believe in people, look at who they are, and when you do that, then the sky is the limit. So with that, we will see all of you next week, and you all take good care, and God bless, and we will talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.